final segment with Victor Boot. Try to cram in a few more calls here. Call on exit, real Victor Boot. I mean, it's not a secret that the West started this. Putin came out with that meeting in Alaska and was like 35, 36 trillion in rare earth minerals, giving us exclusivity to come in and develop it with Russia and all these other great deals. Russia's almost three times the size of the U.S., has more resources than the continent of Africa. And Russia's like, hey, get in bed with us. We're capitalists. We're like, no, we're going to have a total war with you because the idiot EU says so. That is insane horse crap. Victor, quick response to him. I want to get another call or two in here.
Well, you're absolutely right. Look, we've been discussing that there is way more possibilities if the United States and Russia can cooperate, you know, figure out a not only peaceful coexistence, but, you know, joint development of economical project, mineral resources, new technologies, space. And we have this, you know, already a proven example from the past. We're still, you know, working on the International Space Station. Why not to think really and take it further? Despite the globalists want to screw the everything up and deciding to push us all in the Stone Age by the, you know, nuclear war. That's my, you know, simple.
And Russia is so full of everything and great people. To me, it just is. If I was a foreigner and saw America and its glory days, that's just a juicy plum. I want to be involved with that. I want to be nice with that. I want to get involved with that. I don't want to kill it. I mean, it's sick. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Alaska. He wants to ask you a question. Go ahead, Mike. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Alex and Victor. I'll talk fast because time is precious. Real quick, Alex, I plugged you again on C-SPAN Washington Journal this morning. Third caller, I let the world know that InfoWars was down and AlexJonesLive.com was back. I said it twice, and I gave that stuffed shirt Pedro, who I like, but he's a stuffed shirt. He had the S-smile. S-smile.
Great. We'll find that clip and play it. So third caller on C-SPAN Journal. Thank you.
Right.
Go ahead.
Now, here's what I wanted to talk to Victor about. Everybody knows, Lee is so wrong, everybody knows that Obama and Victoria Nuland started the war and sent mercenaries there. I mean, Zelensky was shooting howitzers over on his own people, on Russians that lived there, and cutting off their water. They wanted to start a war. Everybody, half the brain knows the West has been choking out Russia. Since the CIA started the Cold War.
The same Soros armies attacking America are attacking them. We have the same damn enemies.
That's right.
Correct.
Right.
This was
I have a map.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It says White Russia right in front of me. I have an older map. White Russia, as far as my research goes, is the original motherland. And I think Russia's beautiful. I think our country should be just a fraction of the cleanliness of Russia. It's so beautiful in Russia. I wouldn't mind living there, but I don't want dual citizenship. I would visit there. But
no, that's beautiful. We got to jump and give him a final comment, but thank you. And look, I would get right. to Austin thank and you. Jason and Sean. I'll take your calls, but Victor's got to go. Victor, minute and a half closing comment. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much. And as we discussed with you, yeah.
Well, just...
Hello?
Yes, sir, just... Go ahead. I thought you were done.
Oh,
go ahead.
Where?
Go ahead. Closing comments.
No. Well, as we said, there is a minute left. Look, we're definitely now in this situation where it's require each of us to be aware of what's going on. They're trying to really bring on us some spells, some stuff, distract us to think we are stupid, we don't understand, and we're going to buy their propaganda. Let's go and look through the real facts. And then only with the God help, we can go through this situation. If we will be, you know, always in our hearts, you know, keeping our straight belief in the God, knowingly that everything we do is upon His wishes, and we need to dedicate all our efforts, first of all, to be on the right side of the fight with the evil, with this international globalist cabal of the Epstein, you know, human flesh eating people. That's our main mission. It doesn't matter whether it's people in Russia, in Europe, or in America. We need to unite and, you know, definitely liberate the entire planet from this evilish, you know, foreign elements who never belongs to this beautiful and perfect planet like ours.
Follow him at Real Victor Boot on X. Powerfully said. See you next Tuesday. Godspeed, sir. products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com, Bigley does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue, hardcore analysis the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. If you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile. But it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number three, your phone calls, masses of news, and key analysis straight ahead. Share the live feeds now at Rumble, at AJ and Live, and on X for Alex Jones. Do it now.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
They all want to mount my head on the wall, like you've got, you know, that great deer mounted on the wall over there, as a symbol to scare everybody else. I mean, they said that in the courthouses and on the courthouse steps. They said, send a message to everybody else, these patient zero.
Alex Jones is patient zero. I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform.
Yeah. We're going to take him off
the air. Shut up and obey, yeah.
And destroy him, and we're going to scare every one of these other Americans to keep... I mean, literally, it's like in Bug's Life when the head grasshopper says, yeah, we got all this grain. Why are we going to go beat up the ants because one little ant stood up? He goes, yeah, one little grain doesn't hurt. He goes, but if they all stand up, he pulls it and floods them. He goes, if that, those little puny ants outnumber us 100-1, and if they ever figure that out, it's over for us. That's why we're going back to kill that ant.
That's exactly right.
That's it. So I'm just the ant in Bug's Life.
When I grow up, I want to take down the New World Order. Ah! We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rally patriots worldwide! I am your chronicler! I am your sage, Alexander Everett Jones! And I declare war!
To the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Fight the Iranians. 90 million of them. Country three times the size of Iraq. Oh, let's fight the Russians too. That's a really great idea. Absolute insanity. All right, I apologize to Jason, Austin, and Sean. We couldn't get you on with Victor. But I'm going to get to you now to give your points, your topics, your views on that. And then I have been a very busy beaver. I have really studied a lot of important topics and issues that are coming to a head. So I want to get into all the AI control systems, not just in the cars, but all the major systems and appliances, where that's really taking us. I'm going to Israel in total panic mode. Senator spent another $730 million, or he spent $500 million in the last 8 months on propaganda domestically on us. And we'll get to that. We're going to get into a whole bunch of other really important subjects that I've got here in front of me and breaking news as it comes in, as it unfolds. But yeah, there we are in 75 evacuating, throwing the helicopters, put that on screen, into the ocean. 58,000 dead Americans, a million dead Vietnamese. All based on a lie. Ho Chi Minh wanted to switch from communists and work with us. The Pentagon wanted a war. Sided with the French, formerly known as Indochina. Because they wanted to make hundreds of billions of dollars for LBJ and McNamara and others off of the war. They wanted it to be an endless war. And they told the helicopter pilots it was safe. The Agent Orange, they were spraying. But my uncle would fly defense missions for the larger helicopters, and he huffed a lot of the Agent Orange, and he and a lot of the other helicopter pilots who'd never had any birth defects in their family, almost all of them, when they got back, because it bioaccumulates, comes out of the body after a few years. Most of the helicopter pilots you knew when they got back, all their firstborn children had serious birth defects and died, including his firstborn. So that's just the little gifts the globalists give you. Then he had four other children. They're all fine. My cousins, great people, but that's how this works. And that's the wages of the globalist sin is death, even for those that thought they were fighting for a good cause. And right now we're biting off something way worse than Vietnam with Iran. And to the Pentagon's credit, they told Trump all that. And he ignored them and went with Netanyahu and Mossad. And I'm going to get to that, the latest developments there, first, after we finish up with these phone calls. All right, who is up first here? Austin in Missouri. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. First of all, that guy from Lee, he sounded like somebody from The Onion. He sounded exactly like the lawyers that he just played on that commercial of yours. So I wouldn't mind him any, pay him any mind. When it comes to, you'll have to give me, put on your optimism hat for a second, give me a little latitude, but I see everything that Trump's doing actually is counteracting, and this is how you would decouple from the globalist system. UK and the EU are who want this Ukraine war, and Trump's repeatedly said that he doesn't want it, but we're still in NATO, so we're the main fundamental piece of why that's capable. And this Iran war has allowed Trump to have the excuse to pull off, and he said it many times, pull out of NATO, which would inherently end the Ukraine war. At the same time, this brings us back our independence. He's sending market signals. When you're talking about the fertilizer, which is made out of natural gas, and we're the top natural gas producer, he's sending market signals when energy is cheap, you know, everybody's wanting to get the globalist free, cheap energy. But now he's sending it to America that, you know, that demand there is there, and the money's there for us to decouple from this globalist system. He loves Putin, obviously, you know, or he respects him highly. And I think the reason the globalists don't want a president of the United States to be in a good relationship with Russia would be because the globalists would no longer be necessary, and that would be essential for decoupling from the globalist system.
All right, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Let me comment on that. There are side effects of the bad policies that are being carried out. And I've seen a lot of people saying, oh, this is a master plan. We'll make us energy dominant. We already were. All the actuaries and numbers are there. The head of Chevron was clear. I played it first hour. It causes a chain reaction in all these other markets that hurts us bad. We will be hurt the least amount, but inflationary-wise, it is already proven, as was predicted by economists, that this would derail Trump's plan. We were already going into bankruptcy. He was trying to get us out. He had a great plan. It's why I overlooked some of the bad stuff, because overall, we needed him to succeed. And we're like, hey, this war's going to go for a long time, probably years. You're being sucked into this. Now that's confirmed. So I get people trying to be optimistic and put a good face on this. And I would certainly love Cuba to fall and, you know, China to be isolated. And I wanted Venezuela to succeed. But I don't think they'll have early elections. They'll probably just put the communists back in, which the CIA was pushing, which they put the vice president in, who's an elected communist. So is it real reform? Okay, yeah, the refineries we built in the last 60 years are back on, shipping that oil into Houston that has the only refineries in this hemisphere that know how to refine that particular type of thick oil. So is Cuba cut off? Yes. Is China in deep trouble? Yes. But the blowback into our economy will make us sink just like China. And the globalists are above that, and they love it. And then there's also the escalatory issues with Iran, a wider Middle East war. There's it's just real, real rolling of the dice. And then you've got Israel openly trying to manipulate our domestic policy so they can control foreign policy. And I always call balls and strikes when Israel did bad stuff. But it was different leaders, different systems. But Israel is trying to be the dominant outside force now, even above China or the EU or, you know, the leftovers of the British Empire. Set up the CFR and so much of American foreign policy since World War II. And you just can't have the Israel lobby people saying arrest all their opposition, and they're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars, already have another $730 million manipulating our domestic operations. I don't know what the Chinese, the Russians, the British, the EU, the Mexicans doing that. Nobody, the Russians wouldn't put up with that. I'm not putting up with that in our sovereignty. So the Russians get rightfully pissed about Soros with billions a year trying to, you know, manipulate their systems. And constantly get in meddling in elections around Russia. But we're victimized by the very same globalist systems who ideologically are a bunch of pedophile Satanists. So at the end of the day, I do root for Russia to defeat this NATO takeover because it's ideological. Plus, Russia, if you look at all the numbers, isn't going to fall, is going to win this war of attrition, and we're going to go bankrupt from that as well. So if Europe wants to destroy itself doing that, that's their issue. We need to be decoupled from that. And Trump was doing great the first 6 months, spanked Zelensky in the Oval Office, and since then has slid further and further away from what he was elected to do. So I'll go with the Trump that I agreed with, that I supported, and I will be supportive of the good things he does, and I'll criticize the bad things. But I'm not going to hold back. And I don't sit here and gauge with the audience what will be popular. I do what's right. For really 6 months before I really started going after Trump, and I was going after him a lot too, being criticized for the neocons, saying I still support him, but this is bad. But when when they killed the investigation into the Democrats' operations against me, I didn't go after Trump for that. I said, okay, well, I'm sure he doesn't know or whatever, though of course he did. The same law firms that went after him were the ones doing it to me. They did a $40 million settlement with him and said they never do it to anybody else again, and they violated that. And Boris Epstein, you know, the head lawyer over there that does all those deals with Trump is, you know, basically overseeing all that. But no, when he said I'm going to wipe Iran and their entire culture off the map in one day never to return, and all the surrogates were pushing nuclear attack, I'm like, hey, if he keeps down that road, 25th Amendment. And then he came out and attacked me and said I'm a loser and sided with the Democrats' lawsuits against me and endorsed those. So there he is joining his former enemies to endorse those activities against me. So I'm always going to be anti-corruption. I'm always going to say what I believe is real, what I believe is accurate. And that's just the way this works. My brain doesn't even operate in the realm of what's best for me, what is going to be popular. If I was going to do that, I would join evil 100%. God says you were hot nor cold, you were lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. I've already been offered the deals for 20-something years. The deals got bigger and bigger. I was offered 20 years ago the big Fox News show. They wanted me to move to New York, do a big Saturday show, beta test it for a year. They were going to give me a nighttime show, and I was going to go to Clear Channel. I was the new Rush Limbaugh, they said. Book deals, all of it. Roger Ailes, the kingmaker, you're it. You're the guy. We want you. Because they could already see, before I totally exploded, I mean, this is like 2007, 2008. And I was syndicated, had big audiences and top ratings, but I mean, I wasn't as big as I got in 2016, 17, 18 when I was the biggest English-speaking show in the world. And we're still in the top five right now, despite all the censorship and control. So, but to me, it's not about being number one. It's about stopping all this. If we were beating this and totally turning it back, I'd keep the crew employed, hire some other host, and I'd, you know, zoom in on the shows and write a book and make a film every year. Because there's other stuff I want to do. Not that I don't like this job. I'm so obsessed with it, it's all I do. And then I'm, you know, you get older and things, and you go, God, you know, when you're totally obsessed with something, it's like I love being a race car driver. I like driving fast. I'm not saying the best driver, but imagine a race car driver where it's the Indy 500, but it's the Indy 10 million. It never ends. The race never ends. Pressing the metal never ends. The white knuckles never end. Pulling in, you know, to the pit crew never ends. And as much as I love driving fast, 32 years of it, I sit back and say, man, I want to win this period for humanity, but I also want to get to a position where things are going so well that I can just kind of bow out and be more of kind of like a guru back in the back. But that's not the way it's going to be. And so I've just committed that I'm going to work 7 days a week on this until I die, because there's always a fight between good versus evil. And because they spent so much time and money and energy attacking me to try to silence me, that's God saying, this is your job, you're going to do this. And so that's where I stand. But that's, I'm just explaining to everybody where, my methodology, how I operate, what I do. But I can't even get in a mindset of adding other speculative things about how, what will happen to me, what do the listeners think. I've got to use all my brain power on what is most accurate and what is truthful, and not spend any brain power on thinking about how does it pan out for me. And that really is the 10D chess. Because when you do the right thing the Holy Spirit tells you to do and don't think about it, and just think about the political and cultural issues and the facts, you're not spending any brain power on BS, and that's where you get the real high-level thinking going on, is total commitment. Not waffling and not trying to put pretty faces on things that are ugly. And this is ugly. This isn't some master plan. It's a master plan of Israel and the globalists above that that want a global recession, global war, to kill a global recovery. They don't want capitalism. They don't want prosperity. They want austerity. And that's what the virus releases and the wars and the culture wars, the open borders, and the IMF and World Bank putting third world countries in debt to control them. It's all pure damn parasitic evil. And we've got to stand against it and do the right thing. This is not for me about collecting things. Because I didn't have a lot of things, but I'd made some extra money over the years. I was putting it back into advertising and business and crew when I would make extra money. Now I was finally like, you know, I need some land in case things collapse. 127 acres on a river, you know, just 30 minutes from Austin. Never had time to go there. Never went there. They took that away. Meant nothing. I mean, you know, I had a few things like that. I had a little bitty tiny lake house I actually lived at like 15 years ago. And it was a great little tiny fishing shack that they'd updated right on Lake Travis. And I never had time to go there. Never should have moved in back into Austin, but I had to drive 45 minutes to work every day. So, you know, I moved in closer to town. And then I hadn't been to that lake house in like a year. And then they took that away. They're like, oh, we got your lake house. I'm like, okay, great. So I had a 127-acre farm and a little lake house, and it meant nothing. And they're like, oh, we got it. Are you going to give up now? Oh, we took something from you. I'm like, you took nothing from me. I didn't do all this to get those things. So that's just where this stands. And so persecuting me for telling the truth only makes me want to fight you harder. And I want my enemies to know that. And again, I told the story a few days ago. This is 100% true. I told my second wife when we got married in Hawaii alone. We had a Christian ceremony with a pastor and photographer out on the beach. Wasn't her idea. I said, you know, I have a goal in 5 years to transfer InfoWars to other people. I'll do a show once a week. I'm going to write a book every year. I want to live in a modest, farm somewhere, maybe in Tennessee, and then maybe spend half the year in Hawaii. And she said, I love that idea. That's great. And then about a year later, they sued me and came after me and said, we're getting you off the air. If they wouldn't have done that, my fighting spirit in me, and also I have to make money to fight them, I was literally exiting. Didn't like the White House, didn't like politics, even though I thought Trump was okay. It made me all sick. Knew I was getting really powerful and iconic, and I could just see the dangers of it. I knew Austin wasn't the place, you know, to raise my children and my, when we're getting married, you know, she was pregnant. Now my daughter just turned 9 recently. My last child, 3 daughters, 1 son. And I was like, I don't want to raise another child in Austin. And so I thought, you know, I've done this for 20 years, 21 years at that time. I said, I've done my tours and I'm done. Hang up the Spurs. But the globalists, the Democrat Party law firms with a big hook, reached in and said, no, 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 no. We're going to attach ourselves to you and your identity. We're going to raise hundreds of millions of dollars off you. We're going to demonize you and shut you down and then finally put you in prison. And they said they would do that. It was the CIA. They said, we're going to destroy you. So I said, all right, let me take my jacket off. If you want to fight, you got one. So that's my testament of what I stand for, what's happened, what we went through. I'm going to go to break, come back with Sean and Jason. That's it for calls today. So I've got all these huge stories that I just mentioned that I'm going to get to in great detail. Yeah, it's like a Godfather 3. Every time I think that's a parody on it, but yeah. Look at that. The Onion CEO says he has a deal to buy InfoWars and grand designs beyond owning Alex Jones. Yeah, they said the 13th Amendment against slavery doesn't apply to him. We own him. These people are delusional. Get you off the air, say they're you, use you for evil. Not happening, Jack. Not happening. Not happening at all. And the viewers and listeners know that now, so they've got my back and I've got theirs. So I want to thank everybody for that. Just briefly, I didn't even plug last hour. If I don't plug, we won't be here. I'm going to make the statement again I've made 1,000 times. Very simple. Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, and they never know the answer, even salesmen. I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? And they'll say, I don't know, really smart people, slick talkers. And I go, no. The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something and think it's great and I research it, I push it on you. Because everything I push on you is exactly what I think and what I like and what's going on. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best out there. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remembered that and found some and was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out, and any mammal does. It is super nutrient, incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work, and they fund the operation. So take action now. Up to 40% off methylene blue tincture, limited time sale. 35% off methylene red colostrum, MK Ultra Brain Booster. 30% off all shirts, hats, and hoodies, and a bunch of other big specials. Ultra methylene blue gummies, even though they're selling out. 58% off with a subscription. Cancel anytime for free. Take action now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile.
You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my gun from my cold dead hands. Okay.
We have introduced an assault weapons ban.
I'm talking about a ban on assault rifles.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough.
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 We say no more.
I'm the guy that originally wrote the assault weapons ban that became law.
A gentleman just walked up to me in his picture line. He says, I have an AR-15, and I will turn this in if it means saving the lives of our kids. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Do you think Trump is responsible for what happened? And I said, well, look, I mean, obviously he didn't pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
I'm tired of hearing people, all they have to offer is thoughts and prayers. In my faith, people say faith without works is dead. So we will find a way. But the reason we have a problem right now is we've let the corporate gun lobby frame this debate. It is time that we have bold actions and a bold agenda.
Over 90% of the American people think we have to get assault weapons off the street, period. And we have to get buybacks and get them out of their basements.
Everyone up here favors an assault weapon ban. Everyone up here favors magazine limitations, which, by the way, would have made a huge difference.
We can ban the weapons of war.
It's about ending the sales of assault weapons into our communities. Those weapons of war were designed to kill people as effectively and as efficiently as possible. They should belong on the battlefield and not in our communities.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
By the way, you can't own the following weapons, period. They cannot be sold anymore.
Like, if you're going to take people's guns away, wait till you get elected, then take the guns away.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we got record audience tuning in from all the numbers. People are really pissed. They shut it down in InfoWars. We have the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. All the same stations are picking us up, and even more satellites, all of it. It's great. But remember, a lot of people are looking for the show right now. So on your email list, your text message, on X, on Rumble, on Instagram, wherever you are, let them know we're on air, same show time, same host. We're going to be expanding. If you support us, what you're doing, with more shows, reporters, and roar back stronger than InfoWars ever was. Because we got new owners. I'm just the news director. Unbridled freedom to hire and do what I want. And so the bad guys can chase me around with their fake judgments forever. And everybody else can have their jobs and be on air and fight tyranny. The variable is you spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buy the products, thealexjonesstore.com. I'm going to go to these two final calls I appreciate holding on Russia, or questions they have for Victor Boot, but he had to go. Then I'm going to get into Israel and how desperate they've gotten. And I don't say that with like pleasure, like, oh, Israel's desperate. Oh, let's get Israel. Oh, because I can think multi-steps out. Okay, I'm not happy when I see Jews blown up or killed. I'm not happy when I see Muslims blown up and killed. You know, I like Syrian girl. She's a nice girl. I guess she's pissed off at Israel, all her and her family have gone through. But she's like, oh, look at this, how great it is. There's an Israeli in a bulldozer and the drone kills him. And I understand she's mad he's bulldozing people's houses. I get it. The point is, it's like, I'm not celebrating it. This is not good for anybody. And if you think out where this is going, whether you're Jewish, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Christian, wherever you are, it ends somewhere really bad. All the scenarios are terrible. Israel has doubled down again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And Israel believes in the end it's going to come out on top. And I don't think anybody comes out on top at the end of this. But I have to oppose Israel. I've always criticized bad stuff Israel does and, you know, promoted good stuff Israel's done. It's been diverse. Not now, folks. It is trying to run our country, and it's wrong. You know, since we mentioned it, here it is with audio, the video I was talking about of the drone coming in and killing the Israeli bulldozer operator. Start it over and turn up the audio, and we'll go to calls. Sides. You're dead. Let's rewind that. Let's see it again. This is not going to end well for anybody. And kaboom. All right, let's go to these two phone calls. Appreciate you holding. Sean in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to hear from you again. Wish Victor was on, because I have something to bounce off both you and him. But before I do that, that last website you were affiliated with, that the scum at the Onion had taken over, you were promoting a backpack with the Punisher skull and the obedience to tyrants is tyranny to God. That was a Faraday cage pack. I bought your previous Infowars one. Are you going to create a variation on that that'll come back? Because I'm currently wearing that T-shirt from the Real Alex Jones store under my work shirt right now. So I love that design. I would love to see that Faraday backpack reintroduced.
Yeah, we're going to have to reset our phone system. It was clear yesterday, but today it does like this clipping, flopping noise. It's a new studio. We got to work out the bugs. But I got most of what you said. Yes, everybody wants big Faraday cage backpacks, purses, wallets, little ones. I've told Bigley, go out, source high-quality ones for low prices. They do intend to have a whole Faraday wallet, satchel system soon. So that is in the pipeline, sir. Yes, sir. And I guess he hung up. Yeah, something's going on with the phone system. It crashed, too, when I took calls the other day. We'll figure it out. It's, you know, new equipment. You got to work the bugs out. Contrary to what the Onion filing, we stole all the equipment. We got to... I tell you, that's why we never really bought new equipment over there, even though it kept breaking sometimes compared to new stuff. It broke less. Jason in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. This is Jason. This question was going to be posed for both you and Victor Boot, but I'll just ask you it. So what do you see as the proposed long-term solution to the U.S.-Israel war with Iran? If you could just imagine for a minute.
Well, that's a long story. You know, to talk about the solution now misses the forest for the trees, or the trees for the forest.
The reason why I asked is because I did create a substantive solution. It's on Zenodo.org. It's an open public policy proposal. It's in the form of a treaty and physical conflict in the Middle East. So I made one because I can see where this is going, and you know, the end result is just a continuation of conflict. So it's called Lasting Peace, the Conditional Nuclear Umbrella Doctrine. But if you could just...
Yeah, our phone system's down. I apologize. We can't take calls. We can't take phone calls in this phone system. It's inoperable until it's fixed. Well, I'm not going to keep doing this. I got some... It's funny. The call gets worse as it goes, but it's not the phone lines. It's our system starts degrading. It goes flip, 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 until I can't hear it. I'm just diagnosing this live here on air. I wasn't like slapping down your question like, oh, well, that's a stupid question. I meant 130 years ago, and that's just a start date. You started earlier, but in earnest, the British intelligence went in, fomented groups to fight with each other, drew new lines of new countries that actually purposely put a bunch of different religious and racial groups against each other for the British Empire to control that area and to supplant the Ottoman Empire that had already collapsed. And they set up Saudi Arabia and had them take over Syria and, you know, all the rest of it. Lawrence of Arabia's famous movie based on true story. So then the U.S. comes in, does the same destabilization. The British had been doing it, as I said before. Then Israel comes along in 47. They start doing it again. You know, Israel running Hamas, creating Hamas. And then they weren't them, but they controlled them. Then they basically just blew them up. And now they're going to want new enemies. And they put the head of Al-Qaeda, Turkey and Israel, with NATO support in charge of Syria, and then in a few years, we'll have to go take him out. And if we talk about, hey, that guy was put in by them, and he's Al-Qaeda, see? Shut up, traitor! Why are you for Al-Qaeda? So there would be peace if all these powerful global interests, and the Arabs and the Muslims are in different camps, they're fighting with each other, Shiite, Sunni. You got the UAE on one end, and then you got Qatar on the other, funding Muslim Brotherhood, and Egypt, and all of it. It's just a mess. And so as long as there's all these interests, using crises to stir the pot for control geopolitically is right at the center of the crossroads of the world, it's not going to go away. So you can have Abraham Accords, you can have treaties all day long. Fundamentally, there's so many different interests, and they're all basically as crooked as a dog's hind leg, whether it's the Israelis or the different Muslim factions, that it's just a mess. I would say very high barriers on people coming here from the Middle East. If you're a scientist and you got a great record and you're pro-Western, sure, you know, you can come work here on a visa or something, but that's about it. We got plenty of Muslims, too many here. They always take over wherever they're at. We need a moratorium on migration from the Middle East here. and we need to grab anybody that's not a citizen that's trying to overthrow the country and ship their ass out of here. We need to cut off the Israel lobby. We need, just like it's illegal for all these other foreign governments to give money to U.S. politicians and others engaged in propaganda, Israel's doing it openly and not even hiding it. And I love Ben Shapiro. Like a month ago, he's like, the Israel lobby's not one of the smallest lobbies. There's 40 other lobbies bigger. That's a total lie. No need to show you a graph or facts there. The Israel lobby is number one. Used to, you could say the defense lobby, the banking lobby, agriculture lobby, the teachers' unions. I mean, there were groups technically bigger that gave more money. But on foreign policy, it was the Israel first, not just the money from AIPAC, but then all the big Jewish donors. You add that together, they've been the biggest since Pat Buchanan exposed it in the 80s. And Nixon talked about how it was a problem. And I'll play a clip of him in a moment talking about that right after he left the presidency. But now Israel is really trying to take over the people that run it. I mean, 500 million since Netanyahu gave that speech like 8-9 months ago about the 8-front war, and we got to counter Americans. Then the head of the ADL said the same energy of exploding pagers killing Hamas. We need that same energy on Americans that say Israel got us in this war, or that criticize Zionism, and we changed the rules where you criticize the Zionist state, you'll be debanked or deplatformed. I mean, this is un-American, dangerous as hell stuff. And it's just outrageous. But you got the EU wanting to censor, the UK wanting to censor. I got a clip from yesterday. In fact, find that clip. John Kerry at the World Economic Forum just last week saying, we got to censor or we're not going to, you know, have our new world order. So you got a bunch of interests want to do it, and they've decided, hey, let's talk about World War II 2.0. Let's say we're going to censor for the Jews. And then when the censorship comes in the name of don't criticize Jews, it creates a Streisand effect and makes everybody want to talk about it even more. I mean, I saw Joe Rogan this morning, I guess a few days ago, came out talking about Israelis dancing on the roof and urban moving centers and all the rest of it. And his guest was bragging, yeah, I exposed that 3 years ago. Well, I exposed it 25 years ago. That had happened. But the point is they were nesting in the neocon operation that stood down at the highest level. Then they carried out operations at the lowest level. You had hijackers that were double agents of Mossad, who really weren't hijackers. They were part of a drill. They used nerve gas, clear by on the planes, the remote control them into their targets. Flight 93, the South Dakota Air National Guard refused to follow orders. The general did, ordered him to shoot down the plane that was going towards the Capitol with two AIM-9 Sidewinder missiles that even came out in the FAA reports. This is all confirmed. So what I'm laying on you is bombshell, 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 bombshell. But my point about Rogan coming out and talking about Israel and 9/11 is it's so safe now. It's so out in the open. Israel is so exposed. But then Israel will use all its powerful interests to draw in, to get the U.S. into a war that's super popular, super unpopular, to then bind us to them, the U.S. and Israel against the world. And then people go, well, great, we'll get rid of the U.S. and Israel. That leads to thermonuclear war. Either way, you slice it, the Samson option. So everybody that's like, oh, great, Israel's exposed. Everybody hates them. Do you see where this is building? And the evil folks running Israel and the globalists above that, they've done the calculus, and they believe out of this crisis, they're going to come out on top, and they're certainly willing to roll the dice. So I'm just like, all of this is bad. We got Islam on one side, the crazy Zionists on the other, globalist neocon AI lords above that wanting a global crisis to bring in their system. We need stability. We need peace. We need this to stop. And we need citizens all over the world, whether you're Muslim, Jewish, Christian, whatever, to say no to this and put the brakes on it. So let's go ahead and start playing these clips. I got a whole bunch of them. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about Netanyahu personally persuaded Trump to go to war. And he's got a guest on saying, yeah, I read the New York Times, I believe them. Trump said it. Netanyahu said it. They admit they're the only ones that told him this. It's in the Israeli news that the IDF said, no, you probably won't topple them, don't do it. It was only the Mossad chief, his deputy, and Netanyahu. Everybody else told him no. And then we'll go to clip 32 after that. On President Richard Nixon openly discussing powerful Israeli influence in America. And he did it from a place of truth. And we've got more clips that come after that. We've got Israel doesn't have a long life left, Colonel Wilkerson, on the current path they are. But what comes out of that? And then we've got Graham saying, either way, you pay now or you pay later. Let's play those clips back to back.
President Trump didn't explain really why he began this war, other than to say Iran can't have a nuke, which is not an adequate explanation. What do you think the real motive was in starting a war with Iran?
I think that New York Times piece, as much as I hate to praise the gray lady these days, was probably fairly accurate. I think most of his advisors, the principal ones anyway, were saying no, or, you know, arguing negatively. And Netanyahu persuaded him to do it. Now, why did he listen to Netanyahu when everyone else, Vance, probably everyone but Hegseth, was at least somewhat opposed, if not strongly opposed, which I'm told right. with some reliable information that Cain was, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and others on the military, in the military. It was persuasive because Netanyahu said it, and I can't tell you whether it was Miriam Adelson's millions or Trump's. I don't think he's got a real high regard for Bibi Netanyahu in terms of loving him, but no. Something there told him, indicated to him that he needed to go against all of his advisors and follow Netanyahu's recommended course of action, which, of course, I think is disastrous. And yet he did.
Does America's relationship with Israel change after this is over?
I don't see how it can remain the same. With a new president who's got to pick up on what's happening with the American people, not least of which caused by Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
What's happening with American people, even in the core of MAGA, under 40 in particular, and under 20 on college campuses and things like that, generally, is don't like Israel, period. Even I could use a stronger word than don't like.
Why do you connect that to Charlie Kirk?
Because I think he was changing his mind, and it was obvious he was changing his mind about being so attached to Israel, both in terms of U.S. security and in terms of just the American people. I think he was beginning to realize that it was poisonous and that was dangerous. I don't for a minute think that we might not find out down the road something about his assassination that resembles Kennedy's and Martin Luther King's and others who've been shot in our country.
The fact is that American Jews support Israel, and I understood that. And the fact is that every Jewish prime minister that I have known has enlisted American Jews to bring as much pressure as possible in the political process on American presidents. That's understandable. I don't object to it. Now, a president must not go along with it on occasion, because some... Let me explain something about what is called the Jewish lobby in this country. In the first place, Jews, understandably, in the United States, because of what happened in World War II, because of the Holocaust, are going to put first priority on the survival of Israel. Now, as good Americans as they are, they believe that America's survival and security is directly related to Israel's. In other words, their belief is that being for Israel first means that that does not mean you're putting America second, because they think it goes together. An American president, however, has to approach it in a different way, in my opinion. He's got always to think first of what is best for America, and that's true whether it has to do with the Israelis or whether it has to do with the Irish or the Germans or what have you, or the Poles, etc. Usually, what is best for America is also best for Israel and vice versa. But on occasions, for example, an American president must make a decision that does not, in effect, give the Israelis a blank check. And one example of that is a decision that I made. I decided early on in our administration that we were going to seek good relations with Egypt and others of Israel's neighbors. Many of my Israeli friends didn't like that because they wanted a special relationship with Israel and Israel only. But I have always said that Israel's interests are better served to have the United States a friend of Israel's neighbors and potential enemies than to leave a vacuum which the Soviet Union would fill. I still believe that, and I think that should be American policy to do.
You probably know what I think about the Jewish state of Israel. I don't think it has a long read on life. I don't think it can survive in the Levant because the original conception was a safe haven, and it's anything but a safe haven, and that's been demonstrated markedly to all of its Jewish citizens, many of whom have left, and yeah, probably more would have left if Netanyahu would let them. So I think it can survive as a democracy, a true democracy, that is to say Palestinian Arabs, Christians, everyone living there, right, and Jews living there with them. And I don't buy the power of the womb bit. I don't think that would be so overwhelmingly quick that you couldn't adjust the democracy to be a real democracy, even if the Jewish citizens of it suddenly became a minority. Or I don't think it would be suddenly, as I said, I think it'd be over time. But they don't want to do that. So I think they're sealing their own demise as a state at all in the Levant, democratic or otherwise.
This thing is over to the American people. I know gas prices are high, and I know we're suffering right now. But you pay now, you pay later against thugs like Iran. They tried to get a nuclear weapon, and if you don't believe that, you shouldn't be allowed to drive in your hometown. Donald Trump stopped Iran from having 8 to 10 nuclear weapons by bombing their enrichment facilities. God bless you, President Trump. We were weeks away from a nuclear-armed Iran. No more. Everything has been obliterated. Their economy is in tatters.
All right, let's stop there. That's Lindsey Graham a month ago. I wanted to play that because, oh, we've won. Everything's great. No, it's not. You're a lying sack of compromised garbage that goes around stalking children at Disney World in Orlando with a bubble wand in your hand. I mean, a 70-year-old man for days wandering around staring at kids. Like, well, just come on. And this is the guy getting us into this total war. All right, fourth hour is mega packed on the Israel documents of $730 million they're spending to try to control us that they just greenlit, funded by their own government. Foreign control. Then the kill switches in your cars. Big new developments, key intel, next level analysis. And then we're going to get into a whole bunch of other subjects that I have not hit yet. I also got the Kerry clip I mentioned, as you can see on screen, where he's calling for all this censorship, and that ties into this stack of the left and the EU saying the New World Order has not been defeated yet because Trump's made missteps. They've got a chance between the EU, Canada, and China to bring in the New World Order again. That's how bad, and I agree with them, that's how bad these missteps of Trump have been. So people get confused when Rubio, I'm not saying it's perfect, goes, oh, we're creating a New World Order. It means getting rid of theirs with a new one, which I'm not saying is good, but the old World Order thinks it's back. Oh, print that for me. Look at that headline. Your car isn't yours anymore. Yeah. Wait till you see these videos of what these robot control systems and AI watching you are already doing. It's in hour number four, straight ahead. Share the live feed now at Rolox Jones on X and Rumble at AJN Live. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalist. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.